What not to do. Comparison, self-contempt, and building identity on female attention. In this second video for topic two, we are looking at some of the most common traps men fall into when they do not love themselves rightly as God's creation. The first trap is comparison. A man walks into a room and immediately starts measuring himself against other men. Who is taller? Who is funnier? Who is more confident? Who gets female attention more easily? Who seems more relaxed? Comparison is one of the fastest ways to lose peace around women because it takes a man out of gratitude and places him into competition-driven insecurity. Now, healthy men can recognize differences, that is normal, but comparison is different. Comparison is inward measuring tied to worth. It says, if he is stronger, I am weaker. If she noticed him, I am less valuable. If I am not exceptional, I do not matter. That is a lie. Galatians 6:4 says, but let each man test his own work, and then he will take pride in himself and not in his neighbor. Scripture calls a man toward honest responsibility, not obsessive comparison. The second trap is self-contempt. Some men think harshness toward themselves will make them stronger. It usually does not. It often makes them more unstable. A man who quietly despises himself becomes highly vulnerable to female approval hunger. Why? Because if he does not know how to live with dignity before God, he will hunger for someone else to tell him he is desirable, impressive, or enough. Self-contempt can sound spiritual. A man may say, I am just being humble. But humility is not the same as contempt. Humility tells the truth before God. Contempt attacks the self God created. One leads to worship. The other often leads to shame, passivity, resentment, or secret striving. The third trap is building identity on female attention. This can look obvious, like a man chasing compliments or flirting for reassurance. But it can also look subtle. He checks whether a woman smiled at him more than usual. He wonders who viewed his message. He replays interactions. He feels stronger if noticed, weaker if overlooked. He may say he wants love, but what he really wants in that moment is reflected worth. That is too much pressure to put on women, and it is too unstable a foundation for a man. Women are not emotional fuel, sexual trophies, or approval dispensers. They are image bearers. When a man builds identity on female attention, several things happen. He becomes easier to flatter, easier to manipulate, easier to destabilize. He may become overly eager, overly accommodating, or overly reactive. Or he may swing the other direction and become resentful, cold, or dismissive when women do not respond as he hoped. Both patterns reveal dependence. A better way is this: receive yourself from God, grow under discipline, and let female response become secondary. Not irrelevant, but secondary. Women matter. Their dignity matters. Their presence matters. Their perspective may matter in specific relationships, but no woman has the right role to define your value before God. Here are some better internal phrases. I do not need to win this room. I do not need to be the most impressive man here. I can honor women without needing their attention. I can grow without despising myself. I can be grateful for my life while still maturing. What not to do. Do not compare yourself constantly to other men. Do not use self-contempt as motivation. Do not interpret female attention as proof of worth. Do not treat being unnoticed as evidence that you are nothing. Do not drift into resentment when women fail to validate you. Do not make admiration your emotional oxygen. Sexual integrity is not the death of desire. It is the ordering of desire. And loving yourself rightly is not vanity. It is part of receiving your life from God with gratitude and discipline.